Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about investing and how you have to earn the right to put yourself in a high-risk, high-reward investment. Take my loss, I'm going to eat some, it's okay. But in liquidating those assets, right, it's going to allow you more purchasing power for your best stock. So you're making this shift from you're trimming the fat, you're getting your worst out of the equation, you're freeing up more money to reinvest in your best ones. And then eventually your best ones will create you money. When you cash out partial positions of those best ones, that's going to give you money to do other stuff. I was talking to... We had a meeting yesterday with the Tier 1 gang. We were talking a little bit about Jason Greystone's crypto investment and how people are, you know, he gets a lot of emails. We get this all the time where it's like, you know, I get this about real estate as well, where it's like, Akil, if your trading is producing more than your real estate, why do you have money in real estate? Or if your real estate is producing more than your trading, why are you have money in trading? Or if your crypto investment, I think Jason's just went up like 16%, I think, in some type of time. And they're like, well, you made 16% in like a month, right? Why are you even messing around with currencies or the stock market? Why don't you just put everything in crypto, right? Yeah, why don't I put all my chips into the middle of the table and take a wild bet on a market that is crazy? That seems like a great idea, right? It's diversification because of safety. It's diversification because the quality of your equity curve as well. Like, I don't know if you guys, I'm not an expert at the crypto market, but I know it's a wild and volatile market, right? We've seen 50% returns in a month. We've seen 20% dips in a day. I don't know about you guys. I am not comfortable taking with all of my money. I'm not comfortable taking a 20% hit with my account, with all of my money. Are you? Yeah, Keel, but what about the 50% return? Yeah, that's good, but I'm not comfortable taking a 20% dip. It's the same thing when talking to investors, right? When you're managing money. I went into managing money with the mindset that, hey, everyone wanted the biggest return possible. And when I spoke to these extremely wealthy individuals, they did not care about my returns. They're like, well, look, as long as you make me more than what the market's making me, what I care about is that drawdown. 10% of Keel? No. We can't do that. You got to keep me above 6. Right? So I don't. If you talk to any serious investor, I don't think they'll be interested in a consistent 20% drawdown, especially if all of their money is there. And you know how the crypto market works. But what you can do is, you can, if you want to trade a riskier market, you do it with less risky money, right? So if you're making money in the stock market, you collect some profit, you cash out a partial position, and now you can use that money, right, that freed up money, to invest in something more risky. So when you invest in the crypto market with the profits made from the stock market, it's basically house money in a sense. Does that make sense? It's not money that came out of your paycheck. It's profit from another investment. It's house money that you've now taken to a different table in the casino, right? It's basically like this, right? I'm trying to think, what's the riskiest casino? What's the casino game that you can make the most money on? I guess craps if you do all those weird stuff, right? So craps, I'm a craps fan, right? So it's equivalent of this, right? It's like I'm at the blackjack table with my blackjack strategy. I'm there for hours. I'm slowly making money. After a couple hours, I cash out, right? I've got, you know, a couple $1,000s in profit that I made, right? So this is extra money. I then take that extra money to the craps table where I know that it's higher risk, higher reward because I can do different types of bets. So now I'm betting on the more risky stuff, right? But the difference is I'm not betting on the riskier stuff with my personal money in a sense, I mean money that I brought from home. I'm betting on the riskier stuff with a portion of the profit that I made from my previous bets at the blackjack table. So it's house money. Now that it's house money, right? I can mentally, I can absorb the mental strain of kind of losing it without panicking because I know it's icing on the cake versus if I originally went to the craps table and, you know, bet my paycheck on some risky move. Now I'm panicking and going crazy. We all know how that ends, right? You make emotional decisions. I'm down 20% of my paycheck. Oh no. Versus I'm down 20% of the profit of money I didn't have 2 hours before. So there's nothing wrong with going into riskier asset classes. Nothing wrong with going into riskier investments, right? But you do it once you have an established base. Again, we can take this to the real estate market as well, right? You can go into a riskier project, a high risk, high reward project, if it's with the profit that you made from a previous project. You probably don't want to do it on your first investment, right? You probably don't want to have a startup and your first investment is some high risk project that may or may not work out. Because if it doesn't, you're screwed. But if you do it with the process, the profits that you made from an already oiled machine, it's still going to suck if you lose money on the project, but it's not going to be the end of the world. You can afford to do it because you're doing it with house money. So you're putting yourself in a position where you're willing to take that extra risk, knowing there could be a massive payoff, but knowing that that risk won't hurt you too much. So it's a completely, Greg said, it's a completely different state of mind. That was a long, unexpected rant. Hey guys, thank you as always for joining. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AkhilStokes. Weekly videos there available for you. Check it out, youtube.com/AkhilStokes.